Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Kurt Heisler. We're talking Holton Wildcat girls basketball. The Lady Cats are 5-3 on the season, and really only one game since last we spoke. No games so far this week, as the Holton girls will play 3 games in 3 days at the Tonganoxie tournament. But let's go back to last Friday, Coach. A rematch against Nemaw Central, this time on their court and a healthier roster, as they had a couple girls back, end up falling 42-20 and led by one at the end of a quarter. But man, the second quarter and third quarter got just 5 total points. It was a night that just seemed like too many turnovers and not enough offense, obviously, for your squad.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Credit to Nemaw. They played really well, I thought, throughout the ball game, and especially in the middle part of the game, as you mentioned. And you know, we turned the ball over too much. We gave them a few opportunities that were easy, and then you know, when we had opportunities, we didn't cash them in. And against a good team like that on the road, especially, you have to make the most of your opportunities to stay in touch with the game, and the game kind of got away from us there early in the third quarter.
As mentioned, Tonganoxie tournament this week. You play Thursday, Friday, Saturday, open against the host Tonganoxie in the 4-5 matchup. A game we'll have here on the Holton Channel Thursday evening. But just talk about this tournament, I guess, a little bit of prep time you've had this week leading up to it, and the field, and what you hope to get out of this tournament this week.
Yeah, first of all, the overall field is fantastic. There's 3 4A schools, 3 5A schools, and 2 6A schools in this tournament. So great competition, excellent players and coaches, and Tonganoxie specifically in our first round matchup. They've got a really nice team, 6-3 team. Their new head coach, Austin Eckert, who people would recognize from Effingham. He does a great job with those girls, and they've got really good, talented players, and we're looking forward to the matchup on Thursday.
What have been some things that you've been working on with the girls this week, just things that you feel like you're, you know, kind of almost at the halfway point of the season that, you know, are still needing some work, or things that you've been putting a little extra time in on?
Well, one is toughness with the ball. Yeah. Offensively, I think anybody that flips on the film and watches us play, you know, when we're being pressured, or sometimes we speed ourselves up, sometimes we allow the opponent to speed us up, and one of those things that we control is how fast or fast we play or fast we don't play, and so we need to be a little bit more mindful of that, take better care of the basketball, stronger with the ball around the basket. So we've done a lot of different things with you know, football shield bags, and working on playing through contact, and working on being more aggressive with the ball in our hands, and practice has been good, high competitive spirit. So I feel like we're making progress. It's going to take concerted effort once we, you know, flip on the lights and cross the lines on game night to put those things into action.
Final thought, and I guess we've kind of, you know, talked about this a lot already, but obviously 3 games in 3 days is going to be pretty difficult. I know you're going to play 3 games in 4 days in February, although all 3 of those will be at home. So, you know, this week with 3 in a row plus the bus trips in between, you're going to need a lot of girls to contribute. I mean, you're going to have to avoid foul trouble. Are those concerns as well, and something you discuss with the team is just how to be able to conquer and play through 3 games in 3 days?
Well, it's not really something that we're focused on. One of the things that our girls know is when it's their time to be called upon to contribute to the team, that we trust them, the team trusts them, to go out there and play to their strengths, do the things that they can do to contribute to our success. And sometimes I think, like, if you focus on being mindful of staying out of foul trouble, it might be to your detriment, where you might play more tentatively and not play your game. I think our team knows that we've got to play smart. We can't allow the other team to be the team that's dictating against us and creating fouls on us. And we've got to be smart basketball players in how we play. But I really don't want them focused on changing the way we play necessarily, just great effort and being disciplined to do the things we need to do to be successful.
You bet. Good thoughts. Makes sense, Coach. We look forward to seeing you on Thursday night. Best of luck in your tournament this week at Tongi.
I appreciate it, Justin. Go Cats.
Kurt Heisler, head coach of the Holton girls. We'll talk Wildcat boys basketball up next.